Okay, we're here now on Monte Fieto, overlooking Sorrento and Napoli Harbor. And we're with author, lecturer, and animal communicator, Mia Mattson Mercer. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Mia. So, you're very busy these days in Naples. What are you up to?
Well, right now we are doing a collection of dog food for a shelter with 500 dogs in.
And why is this important at this time of year?
Well, it's July now and many people are on vacation and forget that animals in shelters do need to eat even in July and August. And many people are spending money on their vacation instead of buying food for the dogs in the shelter.
But these shelters, aren't they supported by the government or some other means?
Some are, but some are not getting any support from the government. And still, they get not that much money to support both for food and medication, because many take the money for themselves.
Grazie. Con un poco di latte.
Grazie, signorina.
So that was our coffee being delivered. Continuing with Miss Mattson Mercer. So these shelters that are not getting supported by the government, what's the condition in there in the shelter for these dogs?
Well, it is kind of terrible. I cannot define the word kind, but it's they are trapped in 500 to 1,000 dogs in a small area. They never get to run. They don't know what grass is to lay and get their belly scratched or anybody loves up on them. In some places, they don't even get food till like every fourth or fifth day. And they have to drink their own urine. And there is a lot of diseases.
Well, that sure doesn't sound very pleasant for them. What about the adoption options? Are a lot of these animals getting adopted out of these shelters?
Unfortunately not. It's very few dogs, because here's hundreds of thousands of strays, and many of them are big dogs, and not many wants a big dog. And many doesn't look at the strays as a value dog. They want purebred, so it's a big problem. And some international people who adopt the dogs expect a very good behaved dog immediately.
Okay. I mean, now what about the dogs when they do get adopted? I mean, how do they feel about the families that they're going into?
Well, many are happy to get a pack to live with somebody, but they have been locked into a cage their whole time and learned how to pee-pee and caca where they stay. And so suddenly they come into a house and doesn't understand that they have to go out and do it. And everything is so new to them. A house, they never seen a house. Many maybe haven't seen a dog bed and are very scared of that, and the family cannot understand why the dog is not appreciating. But then, not to forget, there are some families that are wonderful to the adopted dogs. There is both sides.
Okay, so you're collecting dog food for these animals here in the summertime in Naples. How can people help? How can they get you what you need to do what you need to do?
Well, if they are located here in the Naples area, they can collect food from friends, church, daycare, and then bring it over to us. Or you can donate money and we will go and buy.
And how can they donate money to you?
They can go into our website or blog. Our website is animalswithoutlimits.com or miamadson.blogspot.com. And there you can donate money on PayPal.
There's a link from those sites to be able to donate through